Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about a new life for the State of Israel. 70 years went by, we're headed toward the horizon, and we'd like to understand how can we make our life and the life of our children better. Tal, please.
Yeah.
Recently, we've celebrated our 70th anniversary, speeches, ceremonies, and really, on the one hand, there are many complaints against what's going on here in our country. On the other hand, people are talking about rising above the separation, for us to come closer together, that we can't keep living with the rifts between us, our need to find a common denominator, as if we're starting to understand how our society or what our society is supposed to be like in the future. And we wanted to ask you about the 70th anniversary of the State of Israel. Do you see it as a turning point? Do we have the ability to advance toward a new life? Sure, there are changes, and changes for the better. In my eyes, a change for the better is where there's more criticism, well-thought-out criticism, serious criticism, not just to say that life here is bad, life in Israel is hard, and so on. But what we're talking about is that maybe people can understand, can listen, can grasp that the people of Israel is a special people. We see that history, modern history, obliges us that one way or the other, these 70 years are obliging us to understand that we're special, unique, no matter how you look at it, that we're not like everyone else. Not that things are hard because of our neighbors, but things are hard with the entire world. And we can't walk off the stage of history, but we're always before and above everyone, everyone pointing at us, saying, oh, they're to blame. And this is what life teaches us, that we are special. Also, life teaches us that nothing in history disappears over time, but to the contrary, it only becomes more acute. It's the matter of anti-Semitism, the special attitude toward the State of Israel and the people of Israel, not only here, but in all countries. If in the past we thought that America is America with a capital A, then it's not. It's not a haven. Maybe in the future, this is going to become the battlefield between the Jews and the anti-Semites. And also we thought that Germany, after the Second World War, that they'll protect us because they do have some kind of conscience and so on. They have to. No. A new generation came that have no sentiments towards what happened, and they don't want to know what happened. To the contrary, in order to justify themselves, then they're even more anti-Semitic than in Hitler's days. And this is how it is with all other countries, and also in countries that were never anti-Semitic and didn't even know what that is. Suddenly we see that they have parties and Nazi organizations that are really in favor of getting rid of Israel and the Jews altogether. And in this respect, we're advancing. I see this as good advancement because the people of Israel, whether they like it or not, this is what they have to deal with. And if to this day, not all Israelis feel it yet because they're blinded by folly pride, then day after day, people travel abroad and they get a special kind of treatment there because they're Jewish, and also because they're Israelis. And therefore, I have hope that something is happening. And these states, they will teach the people of Israel that nonetheless, they're special. For better or for worse, depends how you look at it. But special, for sure. So that I'm expecting a new life for Israel? Yes. Now, what is this new life? The new life can be like in a person's personal life, where he does the math. What happened up till now? What do I have as a result? Why is this result unsatisfactory? And what do I have to do in order to reach a better result in the future? As a people and as a country, we have to do the math. I really hope that we will do it. It also depends on the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah on our part. It seems to me that there's big hope and good chances that the nation will nonetheless start feeling what's going on with them, and that we have no choice. But that we have to change our ways. What kind of change? The essence of the change is that the people of Israel are starting to look for the reasons for what's going on. First of all, they have to see what's going on, that there is general hatred towards the people of Israel, that the people of Israel are separated, shattered, and there's no end in sight. And if in the past we had some hope that at some point these things will come to an end and that at some point our neighbors will see that we're strong and then they'll agree to our existence, we see that, no, it's not happening and that it won't happen. But that their hate for us fuels them, and that they're really fighting us. And so, eventually, it'll influence the people of Israel, the state of Israel, and they will hear about their special role, about their special history, about their special future, the way it has to be, about the reason for which things are the way they are, why are we hated, how can we turn the hate into love, that it's only up to us, really, that there's nothing standing in my way, but I'm actually my own boss, being able to change myself and to change the entire world. And by this, I'll also justify the main complaint, main accusation of the nations of the world, that we influence the well-being of the world, the form and shape of the world, from good to bad and from bad to good. What kind of change should we make in order to turn things for the better? This change is embedded in the essence of our nation. That is, love another as thyself. Love covers for all crimes. Don't do to others what you hate. We have to take this method called the wisdom of Kabbalah, because only it teaches us how to come closer to each other and to lift ourselves above our ego, above unfounded hatred that's really erupting among us. This is what we have to do. So, the more we publicize this method, this attitude, this approach, its realization, the closer we'll bring this new life to Israel. So the new life is a life of love another as thyself? Undoubtedly. What's new about it? First and foremost, that by getting organized, we set an example. The way we get organized forces the nations of the world to follow the same attitude of love another as thyself. Yes. Let's break this down. What does a country that lives by the rule of love another as thyself look like? A nation where everyone feels that he is in one family with everyone else. What kind of feeling is it? Of one family. But what does it feel like? A feeling of one family. And then he cares for everyone the very same way he cares for himself, because he sees no difference between himself and others. This is exactly what people said on the ceremonies. They said that we have to find our common denominator. We have to find what unites us instead of what separates us. We have to care for each other. We have to be tolerant towards each other and so on. We're saying these words already. We've been saying these words for thousands of years. There's nothing new about them. But what do we lack in order to realize it? What's missing is a method. The method of realization. How to realize all of these pretty, in the meantime, empty of any content, words, for them to become the words that we live by, for them to permeate us, permeate our lives, permeate our relations. We're talking about the education of the younger generation and the older generation and everyone. The entire nation has to undergo a special kind of teaching called love another as thyself. What will our life look like then? What's going to be different? The different thing is that we learn about our nature. What is it? What is the nature that we have to reach, which is really a complete opposite from hate to love? And how do we gradually go through these stages with the help of special forces that exist in nature that we have to draw and use in order to go through these stages? And this is how we have to improve. And what will be different about our nation then? We'll feel as one nation, without competition, without hate, living in a connection of where love covers for all crimes, that will both have the intensity of the egoistic desire and above it the force that closes it, that keeps it, like in a pressure cooker. And this way we'll start feeling a higher, more upper life of love and bestowal instead of hatred and reception as we have now. And then we'll start discovering the so-called life of the next world, where we experience relations of bestowal, of love, of benefiting each other. Is something going to change about our way of life? Completely. From end to end. No one will think about himself, not even for a moment, but only about others. But it's just about the way I think. But what about our day-to-day life? In my day-to-day life, I think about others, and so does everyone else. And therefore, everyone provides everyone else with whatever they can. And accordingly, what we reach is a special kind of bestowal that comes from the good and positive force of nature called the Creator that becomes revealed and fulfills the entire space between us. So a person gets up in the morning and goes to work? Sure, nothing new under the sun. But what kind of work will we have then? Most of the people will be engaged in connection and mutual bestowal, in taking care of each other. and our normal life can continue as is. Only the style of life, the essence of life, will be different. It's not that we're all going to live in kibbutzes or in communal societies, or you think that this will also change, that we'll have a completely new way of life. I can't say. It could be something more communal. I don't know, different forms, but we're not talking about the forms that we've decided to do it one way or another, but the way that the mutual feeling of connection, the measure to which we want to tighten our connections, and there are 125 degrees to it, to tightening our connections, to bringing ourselves emotionally, internally closer. So, accordingly, we'll understand what are those new styles of life, forms of life that we have to sustain in order to keep them both in corporeality, in matter, and also in spirituality. These kinds of ties, connections. I think that the thing that bothers everyone the most today is the government, the corruption, that people don't agree with what's going on. How do you see it among the people of Israel in the new life? I'm actually all in favor of the ancient proverb that says that every nation gets the government it deserves. Therefore, there's no point in shouting at the regime, at the government, cursing them, saying that they're not okay if this is how we are. All in all, the government is a result of how we are. I never criticized the government. The government is a result of the nation, of the people. And sure, the people that get there, they're the biggest egoists. Their ego is goal-oriented. They're very arrogant. They have to be in power. They have to control everyone and everything, the people, the country, and maybe the entire world in some way. And so this is what you have. And a more connected nation that people love each other. Accordingly, they'll build a different government. They won't be able to stand this kind of government, and they'll know what kind of government they need. Today, we can only yell, shout. Everyone comes with their own technologies, with the way they think things should be. But as a result of the multiplicity of opinions, we see that none of them can be right. But to the contrary, when we will reach a connection between us and we'll have more or less some kind of social consensus, then correspondingly we'll also feel changes in government. Where does this change begin? In people and only, not in the government. The government can't do anything here. The only thing that a government can do is maybe help the people get the new kind of education of love another as thyself. This, yes. How's it going to happen? I don't know. Either such a party will be formed that even though that it was formed among egoistic parties, it will demand change and education, in the education of the younger generation and for all the people in general. Or it's going to be something completely disconnected from any political parties, independent of the government, but it'll be simply something organized by the people. A moment ago, you talked about social consensus. Looking at the Israeli society, we see that there is a range of opinions about everything, and there are disputes in every realm and about everything. When you're talking about social consensus, what exactly do you mean? What can we achieve here? that, first of all, we want to draw the force that's hidden in nature, that's the force of good, the force of connection, a force that can bring us connection and a feeling of unity. As it says about this force, he who makes peace in his heights may make peace upon us. And that's the only way. We can't do it. We're simply incapable of doing anything ourselves. And what will we agree upon then? We'll agree that we're brothers and that first and foremost, what we have to take care of is how can we mutually supplement each other, unite with one another, bring domestic peace, that our opinions remain as they are, separated and hatred, everything. But love covers for all crimes. Then you have this very special kind of sandwich, that on the inside you have this bubbling volcano, and on the outside a place of tranquility, green grass, birds, vegetation, and everything's great and fine. And where are we in this picture? Both of the layers, this is us. We're both of the layers. We're both in dispute and separation, and also, yes, and actually these disputes help us build the unity. So the new life, if I understand correctly, it adds an additional layer to the one that we already know. If today the only layer that we're familiar with is separation and hatred, then in the new life, this layer will still exist. Maybe people will have an even stronger opinion than before. But in addition, we'll have an additional kind of connection between us that you call it a family kind of connection. How is it possible to live on both of these levels where we feel hate and that we also feel close, like in one family? This is what we have to learn how to do. Exactly that. Because in nature, we have the force of good and the force of bad. The bad force comes first. By way of allegory, it's called an old and foolish king. And there is the wise and young child. That's the good inclination. And we have to crown the good force, young good force, over the old evil force, destructive force. And we have to learn how to do it. It's a special method of existence. But if we build such a society, and we have to build it, we have no choice. We have to build it, then we'll be favored by the nations of the world and by nature in general, and then the entire world will return to a calm and good life. When you're talking about a new life for Israel, do you see it as a model that will be able to export it to the other countries of the world? Of course, no difference. The moment we'll start engaging in what we're supposed to, namely building a new society where love another as thyself is the general upper rule, then all the nations of the world will agree to it, they'll want it, and they'll understand what's the point of Israel, that they all hated it because Israel did not draw them toward that rule of love another as thyself, and therefore they suffered for thousands of years. On the practical level, as a country, one will have good relations and will feel as a family and will have these two layers, where on the lower level, maybe we're really disputed, but atop that, we build a positive emotional connection where we all feel as one family. How does such a country decide about anything that it's still disputed about? This is something that we have to learn how to do. We needn't destroy anything. There is nothing bad. We don't have to destroy anything, but we have to build above it. It's opposite the good force. This I understand. What I'm asking about is how do we take a practical decision about something that we're disputed about? You're saying right, I say left. No. We don't pay attention to right or left, but we need to sustain the country. We sustain the country by every time building an upper layer. So what do? We connect. This I understand. This is on the second level. But on the first level, the disputes, they're still there. And so how do we take a decision? We don't look at them. So what do? All our decisions are made out of connection, where the good force connects us above the bad force. All our decisions are made only by the good force. We build the good force because we actually have the bad force. I don't understand. You're saying, let's turn right. I say, let's turn left. Where do we go? You're saying that the country has to cling to the right. I say, to the left. It doesn't matter about what. It could be security issues, financial issues. No. You're talking the way it is now. I'm saying that this isn't the way we should do it. How then? First of all, there has to be connection. Can we connect between us? Above this separation where you're saying right and left, can we walk in the middle? To connect emotionally? Emotionally, intellectually, politically, and everything. So, I don't know if in everything, emotionally maybe, but practically no, because you're saying right, I'm saying left. I don't care that you're saying right and I'm saying left. The main thing is that above it, we can build the middle line. And then what? There's some kind of practical action that's born between us. Also something practical, yes? And then we don't act according to what I think or what he thinks. So it's according to a mutual decision. According to a mutual decision that's counter to what I say and counter to what he says. This is something that we have to learn how to do. It's called the middle line. It's a method that still doesn't exist in our world. We really have to talk about it. Maybe last question. It's our 70th anniversary. Are we any closer to the state of a new life? Did we make any kind of shift? I really hope so, even though that from history we can see that there were many Kabbalists, much greater than myself, that thought that we are close, but it was not so. But nonetheless, I hope we are close. We are with you, Dr. Leitman. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.